Proclamation number 4085 of 16th of July, 1947. Fullness of Divine Grace. In abundance you can take grace upon grace. What promise lies in these words? It will not be measured out to you, but you may determine for yourselves the measure which will be given to you. Consider this, that my love does not impose a restriction on you but gives you unmeasured, that it leaves it up to you how you want to be bestowed upon, and that you receive the measure according to your will. You may increase it at any time, but you can also disregard my promise and make no use of what is sent to you. But then you will suffer for a long time and find no regret or help, for you rejected me when I offered you the great gift of grace. Your life will pass by unsuccessfully for your souls if you do not avail yourselves of the blessings which are at your disposal. Thus you will not be called to account by me, for it is your free will which I do not touch but give you complete freedom. But you will have little success, for this merely depends on the grace the human being claims for himself. I.e., since grace is meant to be every aid I give to you in order to reach the height, the success of your progress must fail to materialize if you lack profound faith in me and my grant of grace in the time of the end. For the lack of faith entails that the allocation of grace is not used, that it is not increased by human will, and this is stagnation which can also become regression. I will give you what you need to ascend. I will always and constantly help you as long as you do not withdraw your will and are not careless towards my gift of grace. But you yourselves must be willing to receive my gift of grace. You must request and thankfully receive what my love offers you, and you must always represent to yourselves that you will never be able to progress without my gift of grace. But your aim is unification with me, which then brings you strength in all abundance so that you will live and never ever be able to die, for your spirit will be awake and give you life. You will be born anew of the spirit and have reached your aim. But the abundance of my grace already enables you to reach this aim on earth, therefore request it and make use of it, and let yourselves be bestowed upon by my love so that you will be saved. Amen.